Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast that's packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam's off to Oxford to pay a visit to the Ashmolean Museum. He's finding out about the activities and trails they've got on offer, plus a brand new audio guide that you can do on your phone. Plus, we've got a craft that you can do at home. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a fun kids presenter doing something awesome. This week, Adam is off to the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford.
My name is Vicky Jenner, and I'm a digital content and interpretation producer here at the Ashmolean. And the Ashmolean is very special because it is the UK's oldest public museum, or the first public museum in the UK. So we have lots here. Currently, we are standing in the original part of the collection. So we're standing in the Tradescant collection, and it's called the Ashmolean Story. We're on level minus one, so we're sort of really down near the cafe, but down in the rafters almost. And essentially we're in like a cabinet of curiosity, so it tells the story of what museums used to be.
You've taken me to look at a bone.
What are we looking at here?
So this bone we're looking at right now, would you say it's a giant bone, an elephant bone, or a dinosaur bone?
It definitely looks like a giant bone, doesn't it? It looks like, I'm trying not to read the sign that's below it. It looks like it might be, it looks a bit like an elephant's foot, maybe.
That is exactly what Robert Plot thought. So in the 1670s, and I'm standing right next to his portrait here of this very glorious man with a lovely wig. Robert Plot in the 1670s, hundreds of years ago, thought that this could have been when he discovered it on an excavation in Cornwall, which is a small village in Oxfordshire, not far from here. He thought it could be or belong to an elephant. However, so these were elephants who were brought over by the Romans in the Roman period. But then he compared them against many different bones of elephants at that time, and it just didn't fit. So, of course, he thought this must belong to a giant, because if we look at ancient stories, giants roamed the earth in Britain. And so this takes us to the first stop of a glorious audio trail that we are now giving and delivering to our visitors.
Talk to me about the audio trail then. How can people do it? And this is stop number one. What else is in the trail?
So there are 13 myths on this audio tour, and it's a great activity to do with a group or with your family or on your own. And after finding an object, so we found this object, this giant bone in minus one in the Ashmolean Story. Once you've found your object, you listen to the wonderful art historian, Yanina Ramirez, who usually graces our televisions and is wonderful. And she tells you about the history, and then you can listen to the myth, to the story in the next stop, which is told by an actor and storyteller called Rithvik Andagula. But please be wary, because some are a little scary. So if you're listening, you have to be age 12 and over.
Do you want to put me out of my misery and tell me? So this is not an elephant's hoof, and it's not a giant's bone either?
It's not. So sadly, it doesn't belong to Gog Magog, who is the giant who we talk about in our story. However, it did actually belong to a dinosaur. So this was discovered 166 years later, after Robert Plot, by Richard Owen, who discovered the truth about dinosaurs. And in terms of accessing the audio tour, so you can simply go to the Ashmolean website, look for audio tours, and purchase the tour online. You will receive an e-ticket and instructions in your emails, and you can even listen to the tour at home before you get to the museum, although I do think it's better once you're in front of these wonderful objects.
So this isn't something that you kind of go to the welcome desk, get one of those packs, put it on, wander around. They're really big, they're bulky, they're annoying. This is something you do on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem with some of those, even though they are usually quite easy to use once you get to the museum, if we consider hardware waste, like they can get thrown in the bin if they start to break. We don't want that, because we care about the environment. So what we're trying to do is move all of our audio tools onto our phone. So we work with this wonderful company called Smartify, and essentially you can download the app, and it means that whenever you go into a museum, wherever you are in the world, they usually have a Smartify tour. So yes, please do download it.
So my name's Jane Cockcroft, and my role at the Ashmolean is I'm head of interpretation and digital content.
You've got like a tablet in your hand. Talk me through what families can do when they come here.
Well, this is Ashmolean Adventure. It is a very wonderful digital family experience, a multimedia experience. The particular activity I've got here is one of 11, and each activity is focused on a very intriguing object. And the activities take you through a little journey. So you find out fascinating facts and stories about the objects, and then you do all sorts of interesting quizzes and games and the stories to tell and lots of interactions. This particular one is inspired by a painting just on the wall over there, a famous painting by Paolo Uccello, a Renaissance artist, and it's called The Hunt in the Forest. So this activity invites you to step into the painting with sound to find out about the artist, and you play a game which basically gives you the opportunity to explore perspective. This is a very, very famous painting because it used very early use of perspective. So we want to kind of each activity takes something really juicy and exciting about the object and takes a little deep dive into that particular object and the stories and what it can reveal, but we do it in a really interactive way. So Ashmolean Adventure is designed for a family group, and the devices are linked together, so you share the experience as you explore the museum as a family.
And so every child has their own
own device, and you have one what we call the launch device, which is the one that triggers content for the rest of the group. And some of the activities you do as a group and some you do on your own.
What's the activity for this one then? Should we give it a go?
Yeah, sure.
You and I.
So,
if you take the parent device.
I'll take the parent device. I'm the launch device person. And this doesn't have to be the parent. This can be the child as well. So you can take turns to be the launcher of the activity. So first of all, we have a timeline where you select the object or the activity you want to do. We selected The Hunt in the Forest, and it's taken us to this wonderful gallery, which is full of amazing paintings from the Renaissance period. And you can find it on a map, which we have on this device, and then you launch the game, and you find yourself in the activity. So the first part is called Explore with Sound, and you listen to soundscapes, a soundscape, and you have to guess where that sound comes from. So are you hearing it in the background, the middle ground, or the foreground? And it's a way of describing perspectives through sound, because obviously the further away you are, the quieter it is.
Yes.
And the nearer you are, the louder it is. So it's our way of introducing the concept of perspectives through sound, through a soundscape. Then you get a little bit of information. Here, you see, we've got a section called Discover Uccello, where you get to find out that we always have a little bit of a story, a bit of audio, so you can listen to the, you know, the information about, in this case, the artist and what he was doing with perspective. So that takes you on a little adventure through the painting. You get to look at some details and find out about Paolo Uccello and this revolutionary perspective way of capturing perspective. And then at the end, you have a game which is called Play with Perspective. And as you see, you get a bit of an instruction there. And then you get to move your kind of features of the painting. So here we've got the one of the huntsmen. It's a hunt, a night hunt scene, and they're all rushing in this wild hunt into the night. And with the dogs, which you hear at the beginning with the barking, and the kind of sound of horses. And here you can take those characters, so the dogs, the horses, parts of the kind of the forest, and you move them around and you can make them bigger or smaller and actually create your own scene, but with mindful of the fact that we're looking at perspective and having obviously smaller features in the distance and larger in the foreground. And you get to experiment and play exactly that. You play with perspective. And we hope it's a fun way of communicating this revolutionary kind of discovery in painting at this time. So we're talking the late 15th century, so 1475-ish.
And we're looking at just one painting in one part of the museum at the moment, but there's
another
11 in total that we can look at.
There's 11 activities in total. So around the corner we've got one that looks at the story of Nicholas of Bari, also known as St. Nicholas, who also known as Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
And it's a wonderful painting of a storm, and that one has an amazing kind of animation that you kind of experience, and you find out about the story through the animation. Round the corner over there, we've got an activity inspired by the very famous Messiah violin, which was created by the famous violin maker Antonio Stradivarius. And that is a very musically orientated one where you can see the instruments, well, not the actual instruments, but instruments of that type being played, and hear them come to life. And we have one on Japanese netsuke, which are little kind of toggles that you wore on your kimono in our Japan gallery. We have paintings upstairs, impressionist paintings that you match weatherscapes from the paintings with the paintings around you. What else do we have? We've got a designer banknote activity downstairs on the lower ground floor. Well, we've got 11 in total. I could keep going.
I'm Dan Sassenau. I'm one of the VEAs in the Ashmolean, and I am in the galleries patrolling and helping visitors in the galleries.
We're in the Roman Gallery right now. Just describe for me what it looks like.
So in the sculpture gallery we have here, we have loads of Roman and Greek statues. They're all original. So most of them come from Greece and Rome. So they've been put in here, and the walls are green and red. And we've got loads of comfy seats so visitors can enjoy looking at the objects while they absorb in all the atmosphere in the Ashmolean.
And am I right in thinking the Ashmolean does kind of packs for kids to kind of take around? Talk me through what's in those.
We've got three packs altogether. We've got a Roman pack that has loads of little bits to do with Rome, so families can go and in anywhere in the museum they want to and sit down with a blanket and do a lot of the activities in there. We've got an Anglo-Saxon one. It's similar, but it's loads of stuff to do with the Anglo-Saxon, and we've got an Explorer pack that's small and yellow. It's usually for littler children, and they have more younger activities for them to do. And it's for the same, they can just tie it around themselves and explore the museum.
And if somebody wants to pick up one of these packs and they want to wander around the Ashmolean and do it, what do they need to do? Are they free? Do they just come up to the reception?
They are free, so you can just go up to the welcome desk and just ask a member staff just there for them to put down their name, the date, the number of the pack, how many children, how many adults, and they can just take it away and just bring it back at the end of the day when they're finished.
You must see hundreds of people every day.
We do see hundreds.
Wandering in and out of these galleries. What would you say is the best thing about being here at the Ashmolean?
The best thing about being here in the Ashmolean is interacting with the different kinds of visitors that we get here, because we get loads of visitors come in, all curious of knowing what kind of museum we are, and to learn about history and all kinds of things we do.
Thanks, Adam. You can find out more by searching for the Ashmolean, and I'll spell it for you, Ashmolean. Now, for something that you can do at home.
Hello, history buffs and art enthusiasts. Today, we're stepping into the halls of the Ashmolean Museum and crafting our own ancient artifact display inspired by its remarkable collection. The Ashmolean Museum in Oxford is a treasure trove of history and culture. Today, we're bringing the magic of the museum into your home with a craft that celebrates the wonders of ancient artifacts. For this craft, you'll need cardboard or a shoebox, craft paper, markers or paints, scissors, glue, and any additional craft materials you'd like to use for your decoration. If you're ready to embark on this archaeological adventure, gather these materials and let's begin. In step one, start by covering the inside of your cardboard or shoebox with craft paper to create a backdrop for your artifact display. You can choose a colour or pattern that resembles the walls of a museum gallery. On to step two, use markers or paints to create labels for your artifacts, such as ancient pottery, Roman coins, or Egyptian relics. These will help identify each piece in your display. It's time for step three, cut out small shapes from craft paper to represent different artifacts, such as pottery shards, coins, or sculptures. Make sure to get creative with your designs and details. Step 4. Arrange your crafted artifacts inside the cardboard or shoebox, creating a visually appealing display that showcases the diversity of ancient cultures. And the final step, step 5. Once you're satisfied with your ancient artifact display, glue the pieces in place and let it dry. Well done, budding archaeologists and museum curators. You've crafted your very own ancient artifact display, inspired by the treasures of the Ashmolean Museum.
Thanks, Georgia. And just like that, we're done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to at any time. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you fancy. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.